Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path, one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F-word. How about you?
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Thank you.
Self-love is the key to find yourself free, to acknowledge all you have come to be.
you have returned. I see you. I see all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for returning to the play experience. I am, as you know, Ombasa Sophia. And of course, I am loved and I am beloved. And always one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, all wisdom, and all love. Thank you again for joining us. You heard, of course, my favorite, well, one of my favorites. I didn't get that straight. At the top, George Cyrillis with Pure Imagination, which we have to have at all times because we never know where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing, and how we're going to be doing it. Yes, indeed. And followed by the infamous, the great, the wonderful love goddess, Sherry Marie. And, of course, heart. And you're listening to heart. You're listening to my heart. You're listening to my heartbeat. The compassion. The love. Yes, we are back, and we are still discussing the phenomenal feminine principle. We've had incredible guests so far. Last week we had Russell Washington, who dropped it like it was hot. So if you didn't hear that one, if you missed that one, get back to it. Rewind, people. I am so enamored today because love is purely in the house once again. It's been a while, and I have looked forward to this moment. Because this person, this human being, this spirit living a human experience, is transforming hearts through music. Her mission is very clear. She takes this ground all the year long to different parts. She just came back from Japan. Enamoring them over there, sprinkling her love goddess dust all over them. Well, we got her back now, y'all. And I, for one, am happy, overjoyed to have her on the playground. And I want to introduce you again to her. You've been listening to her music for a while, and we'll play some of it today. We played The Wind. And we're going to be giving you a little taste of some more of her goodies. So, without further ado, I am about to bring on the microphone, my friend, my comrade, my love, Sherry Marie. Welcome, mi amore.
Thank you. Hello, beautiful. Hello, beautiful. Thank you for welcoming me to the playground. I am ready to play.
Yes, indeed. The playground of life. You know, when you come on,
how you doing?
I'm doing excellente. I tell you, moving matter. Listen, moving matter over here. I don't know about you. I am moving matter, my dear. All right. So, first thing first. Now. You know, yes. You got to get to know everybody on the playground. You can't just come on the playground. You know, I can't invite anybody on the playground and then not introduce them to all my friends, right? So
that's right.
I tried my best to describe things. But, you know, the one thing I will add to what I said already before I give you the mic again is that Sherry, and she's known as the Love Goddess, but I've never had anyone to actually, every woman they know, call them goddess. She throws the love right back at you, you know? So I want to say that about her before I pass that over, because that's phenomenal to me. I don't know about y'all, but to me it is. So, Sherry Marie, hi there. I want you to introduce yourself to all my friends and let them know who is Sherry Marie.
Wow. First of all, let me say thank you for that wonderful, wonderful hello and greeting and welcome to the playground. I am just honored to be here, and I want to say hello, beautiful, to everyone listening, because believe me, you are absolutely just that, perfectly beautiful, just as you have been made right now. I am Sherry Marie, the love goddess, as you have said, and I am, it is my intention and my divine purpose to transform hearts with music. That is what I'm here to do. I'm the messenger. I'm thankfully one of many messengers, but it's what I'm here to do. And thankfully I decided a few years ago to really step into it strong and go ahead and get the job done. You know, just get the job done because, you know, especially as women, speaking of the feminine principle, we get caught up a lot. I know I do and did. Got caught up in all of the other things that have to be accomplished in life, being a child, being a mother, being a daughter, being, you know, the nurturers of everything. And I kind of lost my way a little bit. But thankfully, I didn't give up on me. Spirit didn't give up on me. And I made my way through, and here I am.
Yes, here you are. There you are. Mm-hmm. And here we are. And how happy we are. Indeed. Indeed. So you talked about a little bit about women. Now, you've been working with youth and women. Is that correct?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. And what I've been doing with women and youth primarily is using music, my gift, to really help to get into the core of who we are so that people can really begin to acknowledge their magnificence and the power that we've just been given just by being born and step into who they are and really give that because, I mean, I need everyone on this planet to do what they're here to do. And everyone on this planet needs me and you and everybody else to do what they're here and have been created to do. And one of the quickest ways I have found and the most effective ways that I have found to begin to open that heart center, open that heart chakra, and to really get people to tap into their joy is through music. So when I do the I like to call them conversations with the youth and women. I start there. I start with music, and it's amazing. It's amazing how that just transforms the room. I mean, the level of joy rises so fast. Sometimes I just have to hold my breath to keep up, you know, because I'm telling you, things go through the roof almost instantaneously, and then we're just like you have the playground here. How you set this place so beautifully so that we can feel safe. Music does the same thing. It does the same thing. And so it's just an honor to be a witness, if you will, to the process because it heals me just as much as everyone else that is involved. And with these workshops and these conversations, we all get to know more about ourselves and about each other. And music's like that warm blanket, you know, you just throw it around and just get cozy and yummy and feel good about the experience, you know.
Yes. And, you know, I was going to say, jump in there like double dutching a few minutes ago and ask you, you know, like everybody has something. When you're inspired and you really are that music, That inspiration is totally incited in you. It's like something that, you know, you really are burning for everybody else to get, you know. It's almost like becoming born again, if you will. You know, like, okay, all right, I'm born again. Yeah. Let me go tell everybody about it because everybody needs to know. And so with that, what is it that inspired you so much that, and we're going to talk about those love letters, because you know, I've been hearing about those love letters, girl. We're going to have to talk about that. But is it like, you know, what is it that really, when you're doing your stage presence in terms of your, you know, doing a show, your tour, and you're doing the workshops with the youth and the adults, what is it that really you bring that you, that's really deep there, that you really, really, really want them to get, that you were inspired with when you started all of this?
That is an excellent question, and to answer that as honestly as I know how, because we keep everything, this is real, always on life conversations, and that's why I love coming here. I have to start from where I remember the beginning to be.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's when I was a child. I grew up in a home where there was violence. And the thing that helped me to survive and thrive in that environment, quite honestly, was music. Whenever there was music around, there was peace. There was always peace. When I would, you know, stand in front of the stereo and just sing, I would go into this place, I could sing, and not come out for hours and just, you know, I was Aretha Franklin. What? You know, I was at five, and I remember this at age five. It was like, you know, I'm handling this, but what happened is there was a transformation inside of me. It helped me to really process and cope with the situation in a way that was completely loving and completely peaceful. You know, that's not to say that as I got older, there weren't issues that I had to, you know, I had to and am still working through. But in those moments, I recognized, wow, there's some magic here. There's some magic here. So fast forward to now, that full experience into right now. I know with, beyond a shadow of a doubt, because of my own experiences, that music can transform the heart. And come to the to my love sanctuary, to the love sanctuary tours, to have this experience. I am fully aware of what is about to go down. It's my absolute intention that when you arrive, that you feel love. Period. Case closed. That you understand that right now what you're feeling is really unconditional love from the purest source, from the purest place possible that I can find. And that, and then I'm just a messenger. I'm just, we're all getting this, I mean, it's together, you know. And so what I find happened as a result of, and what people have shared with me is, you know, they'll come up to me and say, I haven't felt this good in so long, I can hardly remember. You know, I can't, I mean, if I had like 10 cents for every time someone said that to me, I'd be a billionaire. And I'm not exaggerating. That's when I know that the work that I've been designed to do is happening, and it's effective, because that's the main thing for me. I want to be effective. I want to help with the transition, because we're all transitioning right now, and as women, we are, you know, we're in the sweet spot right now, you know. And I love that. That's not to, you know, disparage men or the job that they have done getting us to this point.
Oh yeah, we're not doing that at all.
No, absolutely not. Because we need that too. You know, we need too. It's a part of the centering process. You have to hope. But, the answer is that's what I want them to feel. I want them to feel love. And from there, everyone becomes empowered. And everyone becomes clear about their purpose, you know.
You know, that puts a real good spin on every adversity has something of equal or greater value. You know, phrase that paid by Napoleon Hill is really a powerful phrase, because people don't know, you know, I know in the work that I'm doing and with the workshops I'm doing, the consultations, the work one-on-one, you know, when people come, they come with this heavy, you know, baggage, which we all carry at different times.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And this person did that to me. This happened to me. That happened to me. When the reality is that it's happening for you. You know, everything is happening for you to be able to see how it is that you are going to pivot this way, that way, go straight ahead, back up. What are you going to do? You know, it's
right.
your opportunity to grow. It's your opportunity to change, because that is forever there. Change is going to always be there, and it's going to always offer you what it is that you are putting out. It's going to give you the baby of your thoughts. It's going to give you the little things and things to bring it back to you, what you are emoting and what you are mentally putting out there. And so I really love that you said that, because, you know, you talked about what you just said, was that, you know, what the adversity that you felt as a child brought you into your heart. It put you in that space of compassion. It taught you, by contrast, what it was that you really want the world to see, what you really want to feel, because it always, you cannot teach what you do not know, and you are absolutely sharing that, and I really, really, really love and appreciate that. You talked also about the women. How? Well, let's bring it in and talk about the feminine principle. Okay, because when we, you know, as we've been talking about here and last week, is that, you know, it's not about, feminine principle is not women. It's about the feminine inside women. It's about the feminine inside males. How do you incorporate that when you're speaking to women? Because I know we talked about also last week and before about how sometimes, you know, when throughout the time, the feminist movement and different things, and how it actually became the bully became the bully, you know, kind of sorta, you know, and bringing, now is the time to bring everything into balance, you know, and being able to recognize that the masculine principle, yes, it has ruled for a long time, and now the feminine principle is coming up, but it's just coming up to bring itself into balance, you know, and be able to be seen and be able to be heard and be able to be recognized as truth, you know, and how you can display it and wear it in your soul and in your human experience, you know. But anyway, I asked you a question, and let me look at it.
like I said, we keeping it 100 right now.
Hey.
So thank you for that. That was a beautiful way to enter the conversation. You know, I feel just beyond blessed and grateful to be a woman, and so that's really where I speak from, because it's what I know. I've lived it. I can really speak as an authority about being a woman, because I've had and am having such an amazing experience, you know, from having been a wife, being a mother, being a sister, being a daughter, being a cousin, being a sister friend, all of those things, you know, I've been very fortunate to experience. So when I get before my sisters, it's just a regular conversation. It's like, okay, well, let's really get to the core of what it's going to take for us to achieve our goals. Let's get to the core of that, so that you can be, so that we can all be open and receptive to our instructions and go about the joyful work of getting it done, because there's an urgency of now, right? First of all, that's the only moment we ever have, number one, as we all know. Secondly, there's, and I know we all feel it on some level, there is an urgency since this paradigm shift, since we've come into the age of being a woman, if you will, there is this wonderful push that is calling all of us to step up into our power and stand front and center and stand strong about who we are and what our intentions are and how we can contribute to evolution. So that's really my message. And, of course, music is what helps me to and guides me through the process of whatever the conversation I'm having with my sisters is, whether they're in their teens or whether they're in their 70s, it doesn't matter. The message is still the same. We're all, just as you said earlier, we're all having this human experience. And so, you know, I can only speak from the truth of what I know and what I've experienced. And that in and of itself, the truth of that really is what opens the conversation. And it's amazing how much we are alike. You know, pain is pain is pain. And we've all had some and will have some in our lives. And to be able to connect with that and say, well, look, my sister, this is I've had this same experience. Let's talk about how to heal that, and let's talk about how to move through it and give thanks for the experience and use it to, you know, move forward. And that's really where I come from. Just as honest a space as I can possibly speak from. Really, you know, this is who I am. I'm like the little drummer boy. This is who I am. This is what I have in my hands. No, I don't have frankincense. I don't have myrrh. I just have you know, the glory of God right here.
Yes, indeed.
You know,
okay.
Right here. This is what I'm giving.
So with that glory of God that you have in your hand,
thank you.
Would you? Yes, indeed. Would you? If you know, you've worked with youth. Now, when you're working with young boys, and they're coming, I mean, what are you? I mean, how are you tapping into them? Or let's even go there. A guy who has had the same experience as some of the women in your workshop. You know, they've, you know, been abused or they've had a hard time, you know, whatever. I mean, just the same kind of thing, you know, because I've met people who were more guys, you know, that they weren't homosexual, but they were tapped more into the feminine side, you know, than the male side, you know. And, I mean, well, they look like it anyway. I don't know. I tell you, I'm not an expert on them. But that's what I saw, you know, from my perspective. And so, you know, they go through the same type of thing. What would you, how would you deal with a male who coming from that female place that you're talking about?
That is a great question because, yeah, how, you know, they're looking at me like, yeah, lady, right, you know, what do you know about being a man? What I know is that first and foremost, as humans, we all want to feel safe, and we all want to be acknowledged. So I established that first, that this is a place where you are safe. You're not going to be ridiculed. We are here together to assist you on your journey. And that I see you. I see you. I see you. No, I'm not a man, but I see you, and you are wonderful. So whatever you want to share at this moment, however you choose to open up and live inside this experience is what is perfect, is what is perfect.
Right.
You don't have to do or be anything. If you feel like you want to cry, it's okay. I'll hold you. If you feel rage, that's all right. We're going to help you work through your rage. But the point is you need to express whatever that is so that the healing can begin. And we can start to take some practical steps to get you to where you need to be. Just some real ABC, you know, steps to get you to the point where you need to, where you want to be, where you deserve to be, where you were born to be.
I heard that. Sarah. Come on with it, girl. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a quick break, okay? And when we come back, we're going to talk about those love letters, and we're going to talk about the love story. We're going to get it. So we'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. He'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
About. It's time to shine. Welcome back, Sherry. Let's talk a little bit about that piece. That was hot. Mm-hmm. I started dancing out here.
Yay! That's what we want, man. That's what I want. I wanted to get down into your soul. I want to whatever it does to you to move you. That's my prayer. You know, that's what I hope.
Mm-hmm. And I know when I write things, when I write songs or poems or book, whatever I write, it's always coming from something that's going on with me. So you were at that point of shining at that point, huh?
Yes, yes. In fact, that is my new single that will be released a little later this spring. And,
okay, brand new. All right, now.
Yes,
y'all getting the real tea, okay? Yeah, that's why we gave y'all just a little taste of it. We can give y'all a little bit. We'll give y'all a love story, so we can ready to talk about the love story. Okay. Yes, indeed. And so those lyrics
that and we play Love Story all the time on Life Conversation Radio. I'm like,
thank
we do Jerry
so
Marie all the time. Yes,
thank
indeed. And we get so many requests for that one. And when we really get the requests for Love Story, and it's because it touches people's what? Hearts. And it's transforming the hearts through your music in a very big way. Can you give us a little bit about Love Story, a revival of a love story, my man?
Well, absolutely. A little history about that. It was actually, it started out as a poem. I was commissioned to write the theme for a seminar that was going to be happening. The wonderful woman, Angela Carr Patterson, the Love Lifestyle Coach, she sent me this poem and asked if I could, you know, just said, please, just make it into a song. I said, okay, cool. No problem. And when she sent it to me, I had it for a couple of months, actually, before, because I like to let the music tell me what to do, you know. I open myself to the instructions about how it should feel and sound and what the lyrics should be. And so when it started calling me, I pulled it up and I read it, and almost instantaneously the lyrics came together, the melody. I sat down at my guitar, and the chords just were pouring out of me. I was finished with that song in a matter of 5 or 10 minutes.
Wow.
And yes, and it was an amazing experience. You know, it moved me in a way that I wasn't even prepared for. And little did I know that the lyrics of the song would really begin to apply to my life. You know, at that time it was a very clinical approach. You know, I was inside the music, and once I was done, you know, it's like I wanted to get this baby birthed. I wanted to get it done. I had the great fortune of working with Morris Pleasure, who is the keyboardist for Michael Jackson's This Is It tour. Incredibly talented man, and we kind of finished it. You know, I went down to his studio and we knocked it out, and it was born. So I performed the song at it was actually a retreat at the Love Story Women's Circle retreat. It was the first year that she had it, in fact. And there was a transformation in me that was phenomenal. All of these emotions started to pour out of me. I was in a marriage that wasn't working at the time, you know, overwhelmed with motherhood. All of that stuff just poured out of me, you know. And so let me just say for those who haven't heard the song, the first lyric is, I feel so all alone, the ship is lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Little did I know that when I got home, that I was going to be greeted with, baby, I want a divorce. You know, and it was, and I can laugh about it now. Don't get me wrong. I was hurt. I was devastated. I was crushed. Even though I knew that it was over, still, you know, there's a grieving that happens. So as I'm going home, you know, from the beach, in my mind, I'm saying, okay, maybe I haven't given it my all. Maybe I haven't given it enough. Maybe I need to, you know how we do as women, we're nurturers. That's what the feminine principle is. It's the nurturing energy, it's the compassion. All of that was pouring out of me. And, you know, God had another plan. It's like, no, baby, you've done this. Look, I have work for you to do. So let's get about the business of doing it. You had this incredible experience at the retreat. I prepared you for it, and the first thing that popped out of my mouth when I was asked, when I was told, you know, I want a divorce, I said yes. I was like, yeah, okay, cool. You know, fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I knew at that point that I had contributed and given everything that I possibly could to that particular relationship, and that it was complete. You know,
yes.
And that all I could do at that point really is to be grateful.
for mm-hmm. that experience, for him in my life, for the children that we share, for everything that was wonderful and challenging about it. And mm-hmm. so that began my journey to now, to Time to Shine, because I had to work through a lot, you know, mm-hmm. to revive my love story, you know, yeah. to the point where I was confident enough to stand up and speak about it with unwavering confidence and know that I know, you know, I just know. Nobody told me this is nothing that I read. This is my life. And yeah. so when Time to Shine was birthed, you know, that's like the full circle. Not that it's over, but it's a full circle experience about the love story. You revive it in you. You work through it. You know, and I have other songs that will be on my record, you know, like right. Invisible Woman, all of that yes. stuff that we deal yes. with just on, yes. in life in general that help us get to that 360 degrees where we are a complete woman, woman. You know, okay. which is the name of my next record, 360 Degree Woman. It's like, okay, this is about a full life experience. Okay. This is my life experience, but I know that you've had it too. And so now that we've done it, come on, baby, it's time to shine. It's time to really stand up in it.
I heard that. You know? Well, let's give them, actually, since it's such a testimony, let's give them the totality of the love story, because I want them to really feel what you just explained. Let's go ahead and give him that, and we'll be right back.
Awesome. I feel so alone, a ship that's lost at sea. When he walked out on me, I didn't have a plan B. Where do I go? I let it be.
indeed. I'll tell you what. The revival of the love story is certainly I'm trying to tell you because I was right there. I was in the house. I presented a workshop at that same retreat.
That's right.
I just moved back from London. I remember how there was not a dry eye in the house before. When she sang that song, she talked about how it transformed her life. But I'm going to give you something. She transformed a lot of lives with that piece.
Wow. And she
sang it twice throughout the Tuck Conference, and it was just absolutely. And I'm going to stand here and tell y'all, I'm not ashamed. I cry every time I hear it.
I cried when I was recording it because let me tell you, I knew it was a great gift from the universe, from the creator, because when I went down to record this song, I could only make it through one measure at a time, and for those of you who are not musicians, that in this particular song, it was four beats. It's like one measure. Mm-hmm. It was like four beats, and then I would just have to stop. I'd say, "Mo, just give me a. I can't release." So it was a healing.
Yes.
If it was healing me, I knew that it would it would heal others as well. So I'm really,
absolutely.
I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful.
I am grateful.
We are
grateful. This is true. And how can the grateful, other grateful people get to that? And where else can they find all about the Love Sanctuary? And I want to tell them that, and then we're going to come back and we'll give them a little bit about the love letters before we close out. We got about a minute or so.
Okay, very quickly, please message me. I don't care where you are in the world. I am on Facebook. I will spell my name for you. Jerry Marie, that's C-H-E-R-I, M as in marvelous, A-R-E-E. And I'm on Facebook. You can also email me at sherrymarie@hotmail.com or gmail.com. Either one you can get me. Again, that's C-H-E-R-I-M-A-R-E-E. Or you can tweet me, twitter.com/SherryMarie. You can find me. I am easily found. And I also have a website, SherryMarie.com. So please, I'm forward.
And I put the website on. I put the website on the show page, too, by the way. Go ahead.
Okay, great. And we'll make sure that, can we make sure that all that information is on your page as well? If they want to come.
Well, absolutely.
All of my
sites. Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
It's your page. You can have what you want.
I look forward to spending time with you and singing with you and all of that good stuff. The other thing that you'll find on the Facebook is a series of love letters that I'm sharing with the universe. And I hope that somewhere in there you'll find some joy and inspiration to go ahead and be the great, fantastic, magnificent being that you were created to be. I always listen to my intuition and what God is telling me to do, and one of the things was you need to send some love in other ways out to the universe. You know, not everybody's going to be able to listen to your music or come to your Love Sanctuary concert. So until I can get to you, I have been fortunate enough to be the one who's sending you love letters. So hit me
up. Sherry, I'm challenging them to send you one back. How about that? Get on her Facebook, Sherry Marie. There you go, bam. Okay, so it's Sherry Marie. Let me spell it. Let me spell it again. C-H-E-R-I, M as in marvelous, A-R-E-E. It's not I-E. It's Marie, M-A-R-E-E. There you go,
you
bam.
You got it.
Let's see how many love letters you did.
I just would just melt like butter. No, that's I'm telling you. And I just want to say to everyone listening, thank you so much. Thank you, Sister Ombasa Sophia, for being the dynamic goddess that you are and giving us all an opportunity to share this moment together. And to continue to get out and help heal the planet and transition.
I'm just loving
I'm loving it. I'm loving healing myself. And as I do, it's extending outward. And I'm just having a big ball doing it. But you know what, Sherry? My mama is calling me. I'm going to have to leave the playground. I guess I can meet you back here next week. Can you come?
Okay.
Even if it's just to hang out and listen to what we're talking about, you know?
That's right. That's right. Y'all come on.
All right,
play on the Saturday's playground. Continue blessing you all. And remember to let music transform your heart each and every day.
Thank
all
you,
right,
beloved.
Sister.
Thank
all
you. Right. Love you. See you later.
I love you, too. Love everybody.
All right. Well, y'all heard it. You heard that Sherry Marie is available for you to send a love letter to, and you have all the details, and, of course, you can look on the show page, and we will be back, and we will be finalizing this month with the Phenomenal Feminine Principles. So we'll see you next week, and thank you so much for joining us. Mombasa out. Love you.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.